Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome back to River here. It was weird not being here on the 30th. I kind of lost all sense of what day of the week it was. I just want to go back to Hark. Wasn't Hark amazing? Did you enjoy Hark? There were three amazing things for me about Hark. The first one was that there were so many guests. So we reckon there were at least 40% of people here were guests brought by you, some coming as a result of Santa's. That was fabulous, absolutely fabulous. The second amazing thing for me was the clear-up. Oh, my goodness, you were extraordinary. All hands on deck. It was fantastic. We got what had been set up in, I don't know, hours and hours and hours, Adam, hours and hours and hours, in about an hour and a half, down and done. Thank you, everybody. It was extraordinary having such a huge team. And the third thing that was amazing for me was Adam, who was a very unsung hero of the day. And not many of you will know this, but all of that lighting equipment came via Adam from his company. Adam was at work from the crack of dawn until 11 p.m. on that Sunday, packing everything away. Even after we'd all gone, whew, at 7 or 8 o'clock, Adam and Beth were still there till 11 p.m. at his workplace, packing it all down. So it wouldn't have looked half as beautiful without Adam's contribution. So thank you, Adam. We're very grateful. So, we have a great church family here, don't we? And I think Hark just showed the levels of that. It was amazing. And here we are in the new year, and as that video said, I love the start of a new year. It's a time for us to refocus, to look ahead with anticipation, to be encouraged, to remind ourselves of all God has done and all God is going to do. And we've called it Inspiration Sunday, and that's because this morning I want us to be inspired. Inspire means to be enthused, energized, engaged, to feel full of hope and encouraged. And I think there is every reason for us here in River to feel that this morning as we look ahead into the year. The word inspire comes from in spirit. It is different to being motivated. If I motivate you, it's from the outside trying to persuade you to do something. Inspire is in spirit. It comes from within your spirit. So this morning we want to touch the heart of God and let him inspire us for what he has for River in the year ahead. Let me paint you a big picture. Here we are, the start of a new year, a new season, new leadership. If you're a guest here with us today, you've picked a fantastic day to come because you get to hear what River Church is all about, who we are, what our hearts are beating for, what we're going for. So as a guest, you're really welcome, and I hope you enjoy being a part of us. And what we want to share today is who we are and what we're going for. And it's not all going to be brand new, because a lot of it is a restating and a reframing to reignite you and re-inspire you for our journey ahead as a family this year. Now, God has spoken to us recently. We've had some great prophetic words here in Maidenhead from Emma Stark, and at the River Together in November from Stephen Clemick. And those have been amazing because they haven't just been new, they've been really confirming of who we are and of what our vision already is and where we're going. But what they've done is they've encouraged us to think bigger, to expect more, to take things up a level in this new season. And that is really exciting. So as I talk this morning through who we are, what I'm going to do is thread through parts of those prophetic words where they fit so that we can absorb them into our heart and understanding. Just going to grab a drink of water. Oh, blissful. Could you set the lid off, please, because I can't. Thank you. So let me just talk a little bit about these prophetic words. If you haven't listened to these words, can I encourage you to do so? Would you go to the website, the River website, where you can listen to them? Stephen Clemick's word was not so controversial, really, I don't think. Emma's has been a little more controversial. Possibly for some of us, that's been the case. But actually, those words were very complimentary. And as we have listened to them as a team, we have weighed them carefully. We have listened to wise heads in River. I have spoken to everybody who's wanted to come and give me their input and their thoughts, their concerns. And we've talked to the leadership team. We've prayed with the intercession team. And there are some clear things that I just would like to say, I think, around this. There is a huge resonance in those words with many, many other things that me personally and us as a leadership team over the years have longed for, prayed after, felt, longed for years. Emma's talk a bit when she said, God says to you, you have crossed over. I can't tell you what that did in my spirit. To understand the significance of that, listen to the talk that I did on Moses last term. That was hugely significant. She said that at a point where that week our readings had been Joshua crossing over into the promised land. My prayers for years have been that we would reach the promised land. We would receive the promised land from God. Personally, a word she gave to me about being a ship in a harbour. She didn't know this. I have carried that word for 25 years. It was given to me 25 years ago. And she kind of augmented it, which is what I feel all of these words have done. They've taken where we are as a people and they've augmented it for us. And God's saying, come on, be expectant, River Church. I've seen a definite release of hope and encouragement in this church family since those words were released. I've seen people make decisions, change things, go, actually, you know what? I need to be different. That has been good fruit. And we're encouraged to look for fruit, aren't we, in what God brings us. I would just say don't let style offend you and put you off. Emma is very bold. She's very forthright. And for some of us, that was a moment. But she's a prophet and she came to tell us the word of God. And for me, she came boldly so we'd go, God is speaking. So don't let style offend you. We need to be really aware of filters that we have, of perspectives that we have, buttons that we have that are pushed by things people say. And a prophet sees way off everything that's there. They see it here. It's now, people. We need to work these things through. Don't let one thing you're struggling with, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are a number of things I just went, you know what, I don't really understand that, but hey, I'm just going to go with what I feel God's saying in this moment. And so in summary, what I'd say is I do feel God's spoken to us through her words. I do feel we need to take them seriously, and I'm going to weave them in today. In essence, if I boil it all down, and I could sit down after this maybe, but I'm not going to. I just feel God saying, I am calling you to pioneer where you haven't been before, River Church. I'm calling you to release the power of God in everything you do, to see the miraculous in new ways, and to have a radical passion for Jesus. For me, if you boil it all down to its nutshell, that's the encouragement of God for us. But you know, we need to come into agreement with God's word. We need to kind of align ourselves with what he said. It's not good enough just to hear it and go, that was nice. But, you know, we've just had Christmas, haven't we? And we see the greatest example of this for me and Mary. God comes to her and speaks to her and says, you are going to birth God into the world. And what does she do? I mean, she can't. How do you? You just can't. She only can when God moves with her. And her part is to go, Lord, I surrender to you. And that, I feel, is where we are this morning. God has spoken to us. He wants to birth God into the world through us, River Church, in the coming year and beyond. And our part, we can't make it happen, but we can surrender, partner with him, come into alignment with what he has for us. How's that as a summary of that prophetic word to encourage you and to take us on and to lay a foundation for the rest of this morning? So, as we think about the year ahead, as a team, we've tried to be clear. And some of Stephen Clemmick's ours, we've reframed and restructured and tried to strip back and all these sorts of things. And we have come up with this that I'm going to share with you. We've asked, first of all, why are we here? what drives us? What's the why of River Church? We haven't started with the what. We're going to do this, this, and this, and this. We started why. Who are we? What is our purpose? Why do we do what we do? Because unless we understand that, we won't want to do what we do. It has to grab our hearts. We've then asked, how do we express that why? What are our values? What are our strengths? What are the principles that we're going to live by? And then we've asked what. What does that look like in practice for us as we do what we say we believe? And I hope what this will do is this will bring us some clarity around our vision, our plans, our goals as a church family. And as I said, it's not all brand new, because I believe we need to take where we're at, we need to consolidate it, and we need to hear the word of God and take it to greater levels in the next year. So, the why. The why. I've just given it you. Our invitation is to know God. Every person on this planet, the invitation is to know God. He wants us to know us as him as a good father, not judgmental, not angry. And our journey as individuals and as a church family is to know him more and more, to be drawn deeper and deeper into a relationship with him. And as we do so, to be transformed by him, to become who we were created to be, to live out our God-given destinies, and to reflect God to the world around us and bring change and transformation there, bringing in his kingdom. So why do we exist as River Church Maidenhead? Clues on the board. Here's our vision statement. We're here, people, to give everyone in Maidenhead tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. Everyone in here, all of you here, and everybody out there beyond these walls. Tangible, real, not imaginary, able to be touched and experienced. God is not a theory. Relevant, appropriate to our circumstances, where we're at as people, individually. God knows us and wants to meet us. Life-changing. I like this dictionary definition. Having an effect that is strong enough to change someone's life. And that's how we want to meet Jesus. That our encounters with him are strong enough to change our lives. One of the things that God spoke to us through Emma, and I've already referred to, was you have crossed over. What have we crossed over into? She also said, a fresh expression of how God wants to be known. So when I put that alongside this, I realise that those tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters aren't going to look like they've looked before. Actually, God has new things to do. It's about us taking risks. It's about us being radical. It's an increase in our power and effect. That those tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus will be a little different. And we're to expect different things and to step out in that. New means new. That's something that God said to us through Emma. New means new. God says, I want my power in this region. How would it feel for us to be part of a church that was operating like that? How would it feel for us to live in a town where God was moving in power like that? Not just business as usual, but seeing God move and really move. And that is what he is offering to us if we will partner with him. Jesus said this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to be hope for the poor, freedom for the brokenhearted, new eyes for the blind, to preach to the prisoners, you are set free. I have come to share the message of Jubilee, for the time of God's great acceptance has begun. What does that look like? with tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. If we are going to be a radical, passionate, supernatural Jesus people, what is that going to look like? Part of what Emma said was, don't be distracted with the small things. Break your agreement with small-mindedness. Kill repetitious thinking, because new really means new. So as we are with Jesus, we allow him to change our understanding, our parameters, our thinking, our expectations. So how are we going to bring tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus? Well, I think we already know our how. Jean, I'm going to have to ask you to move slightly because you're blocking my prop. I'm really sorry about this. This was supposed to be a really smooth operation, which hasn't quite happened. Here's our how, people. Here's our how. And I'm going to go through those this morning. Am I blocking anybody's view of the overhead projector? Yes, everybody's nodding at me ferociously. Let's go back there. Okay. It's blocking my view. Okay, so we're going to start by looking on the face of Christ. I knew that prop was just going to go wrong. We're going to start by looking on the face of Christ. It has to start here. It has to start here individually, and it has to start here together. I'm just going to start with individually first. There we go. Here's a verse for us. We can all draw close to him with the veil removed from our faces. And with no veil, we all become like mirrors who brightly reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus. We are being transfigured into his very image as we move from one brighter level of glory to another. Jesus is the glory of God. He is our source. He is our head. He is our inspiration. As we draw close to him, we receive his love. And we are transfigured, transformed into his likeness. We need an encounter with him. We need a tangible, relevant, life-changing encounter with him as often as we can get it. It is about us being before we are doing. Our being has to come before our doing. Our doing comes out of our being, which comes out of looking on the face of Christ. Emma said, you have a tendency to radical passion in Jesus. You have a tendency to radical passion in Jesus. That is within us, River Church. A radical passion for Jesus. We just need to stir it, receive it, find it, spend time with him. Do you know what? It's our plumb line. Do you see that? Looking on the face of Christ individually and together, it's the plumb line for everything that we're going to do in River. So there's one how. Here's the next how. We're going to love everyone we meet. Here's another verse for you. Those who are loved by God, let his love continually pour from you to one another, because God is love. Everyone who loves is fathered by God and experiences an intimate knowledge of him. But if we love one another, God makes his permanent home in us. We make our permanent home in him, and his love is brought into its full expression in us. We know, don't we? God is love. Love comes from God. It's made apparent in Jesus. Jesus showed us what the love of the Father looked like. And it's brought to completion in you and I as we love one another and we love the people outside these walls who aren't sitting here this morning. We owe everyone an encounter with love. We owe everyone a tangible, relevant, life-changing encounter with love. And here is our third one. Live like heaven is near. What does that look like? What does it mean to do that? Jesus said this, as you go, preach this message. Heaven's kingdom realm is accessible, close enough to touch. Tangible encounters. You must continually bring healing to lepers and to those who are sick. Make it your habit to break off the demonic presence from people. Make it your habit. Wow. And raise the dead back to life. Freely you have received the power of the kingdom, so freely release it to others. We are commissioned by Jesus, empowered by the Spirit to be good news, that kind of good news. As we live like heaven is near, we owe everyone an encounter with the Father's presence. A tangible, relevant, life-changing encounter with the Father's power. Part of the word Emma brought to us was a question. God asks you, who are you? Will we be a supernatural people? It's in our DNA. Will we do what we do and have done, but in a new way, with the supernatural power as an inherent part of what we're doing? And that's new ground, isn't it, in many ways for us. It's a bit of a scary part, and it scares me a little bit. This is new ground for us to pray over, to push into, to take risks with. We've seen glimpses of the kingdom coming. We need to see more. And God is promising that there is so much more that he wants to release. Part of that prophetic word, God said, you are the place where God says, my Spirit will move. We are the miracle-working signs and wonders people for this region. We are to create a movement of miracles, intercession, salvations. Wow, look what God is inviting us into. He's saying, your foundation thus far has been fantastic, but I have more. Will you walk with me? Will you partner with me? And let me release what I have. I get very excited about that. I was going to do this talk sitting on a stool, a kind of chat with the figured I'd only be on it for about 2 seconds, because it's really exciting what God is calling us into, and I got to move around. So we've got our why in the middle. We've got our how. Next, we need our nothing's happening. Why is nothing happening, Dave? This should be the next one. I'm not happening. There, our what. What? We've got our why and our how. But what does it look like in practice? What are those question marks? What are we doing that fits with those? Let's see. Oh, so close. If I go back to... Dave, why is this not working? Can you go on to the next slide? The next slide for me. That would be marvellous. The next one. There we go. If I go back to this... can you shout out for me what that we're doing comes within looking on the face of Christ individually? Yes, excellent. People of God, daily Bible readings. Sorry, I've just kicked my water all over the floor. Oh my goodness, bless the floor, Lord. It's fine, do not worry. Daily Bible readings, anything else? What are we encouraging one another in? Sorry? Small groups, yeah. Could be small groups. That might come somewhere else as well. But yes, it comes on together, definitely, yes. What else? Looking on the face of Christ. Sunday morning gatherings, yes, yeah, Sunday morning gatherings. Any other things? Sorry, prayer, yeah. Worship. Time with him, listening with him, yeah, absolutely. Don't worry, guys. All these people, I'm so sorry. I told you I'd get excited. Kicked my water. Don't worry, Maddie, it's absolutely fine. Yeah. What about some of the other things? Loving everyone we meet, living like heaven is near. Can you think of some of the things that are happening? I've already mentioned one this morning. CAP, loving everyone we meet, and also living like heaven is near, because Andrew will tell you we've had some miraculous, supernatural answers to prayer with our CAP clients. What else? Ladybirds? Yeah, absolutely. Loving everyone we meet. Open table? Yeah. All our jobs. Excellent. All our jobs. We're loving everyone we meet. We're wanting to walk in to see living like heaven is near. Absolutely. Fantastic. Anything else on any of those? Anybody wants to shout out? Missed that. Santas. Yeah. How could I forget Santas? Wasn't that just the most perishing day ever on the high street this year? Oh, my Lord. But good fun. Anything else? Sport table, yeah, people supporting that. Serving in our community, yeah, as we serve in our community. Shall I show you some of the things that, as a church, we thought about, and by no means is this exhaustive. Oh, look at that. There you go, it's working again. Dave, we have a miracle. So looking on the face of Christ individually, we had our spiritual disciplines. We've talked about that, haven't we? We've talked about our people of God. We've talked about spending time with Jesus, worship, prayer. And we've put generosity here. That's part of being with Jesus, is our generosity, being a generous people. Generous in our time, generous in our giving, in our money, generous in our being with one another, generous with ourselves. Generosity is a really important one. Pathways to growth we put there. So things like Colin's detox series, the other streams, maybe Freedom in Christ. Some of the things that we had on our Pathways to Growth leaflet, which is out on the welcome desk that you can pick up and explore. How could I take a growth pathway this year? Okay, let's have a look. Yep, they're at the bottom looking on the face of Christ together. Our Sunday gatherings, our small groups, wildfires. That's an example of looking on the face of Christ together. Leaflets outside on the welcome table if you want to take one of those. Loving everyone we meet. I've put relationships there. Relationships within this church family. Loving everyone. Loving one another sacrificially. I've put evangelism, I know that's not a nice word, but reaching out, sharing our faith with our friends, with our relatives, with our work contacts, personal and church. So Santas, ladybirds, open table, they're part of our church outreaches and ways we want to try and share Jesus. CAP Debt Centre, I've put that up there. That's an amazing way that we as a church and individually can love everyone we meet and things we will be pressing into this year. Now, I've put a rather cryptic HSMC on there. And what that means, it's way too many words for my slide, is High Street Methodist Church. And some of you might have heard some of this, but we as a leadership are in conversations with the High Street Methodist Church, who've basically come to us and we've sat together and they've said, can you help us? Can we work together? What could we do to reach Maidenhead together? And we've realised that despite our different traditions, there are some real similarities in our vision. They've got challenges that they're facing with a big building that they don't really know what to do with. We've got our own challenges in that department. And we are just working together with them, having a conversation. What could it mean for Maidenhead if the High Street Methodist Church and River Church love one another? What could we do in Maidenhead together? And that's really exciting. I've got no more information than that because I literally haven't got any more information than that. I've had a few meetings with them. Chris has been coming with me to them. And they are a really lovely bunch. And I just want to see what God is going to do. But it's exciting, isn't it? What could God do amongst us? You know, when I first began leading here in Maidenhead, I thought, wouldn't it be great to do something with them? Well, that'll never happen. Look at that. 7 years later, here's God moving in a way. Again, we've no idea what it's going to look like, so don't read anything into anything I've said. We are open, and we've said to them, anything we can do with you, we are happy to do. So that's HSMC. Miracle Building, just on the back of that, don't necessarily link the two, but that is still on our agenda. That is still something we're pressing into. Emma Stark's word spoke into it. We have not forgotten about it. It's not up there as a major thing because it doesn't really fit within Look, Love, Live, but it's there, and we are still going for it, guys. We are waiting with God to find what the right direction is. Last one, living like heaven is near. We've put being pioneers. Being pioneers. Actually, it was cutting edge pioneers. Cutting edge pioneers. Walking courageously in the Spirit. Walking courageously in the Spirit, you know what? I think that's just us taking every opportunity we can to be good news, to offer to pray, to bring the kingdom of heaven into this world. Radical passion for Jesus. Will we be people of a radical passion for Jesus? Now, what we've actually done is, I wonder which of those worries you. There might be one of those there that worries you as I've gone through that it's gone, oh, I don't know about that. That's maybe the one that God wants you to think about this year. Whatever I've said and you've gone, ooh. Just think about that. That could be where Holy Spirit is talking to you this morning. We've set ourselves, asked ourselves some questions as a leadership team, some goals around those. Are you ready for some scary goals around those? Brace yourselves, people. We would love to see everybody in River Church Maidenhead doing the people of God. Everybody in Maidenhead doing the people of God. I'd like to see everybody in River Church with another hat on, but everybody in Maidenhead doing the people of God. Generosity. We would love to see everybody in this room on a journey towards giving their tithe to God, their 10% to God. I loved what Stephen Klemick said. God gives us 100% and our 10% back to him is our rent for being here. It's quite nice. Living generous lives. The more we give, the more we can do. It is just a fact. We would love to see everybody serving within the church and wherever you can outside the church. We would love to see every single one of us having a meaningful conversation with somebody who doesn't know Jesus every week. There's something to set ourselves every week. I'm going to have a meaningful conversation. And not just to say that, but to pray for it. Because if we pray for it, God will answer. CAP. We want to see the CAP Debt Centre expanded. And we're going to be talking about that on the 27th. We want to see its capacity doubled. And we'll explain to you how we feel that can happen. We want to see people coming to know Jesus next year. How many are we going to see? Let's set ourselves a goal. We probably had two or three this year. I'm looking at the team. Two or three people genuinely come to know Jesus. Come on then, church. What's our number for this coming year? It's not about numbers, but that is an evidence that we are moving into being a people who are following God. So give me a number. 10? 20? 10? Any advance? Higher? Lower? What's that TV program? 30. What do we feel? What are we going to go for? I would say at least 10. Let's triple what we've done this year. Let's pray for 10 people to find Jesus for the first time. They can come to River if they want to. They can go somewhere else. But let's pray for 10 people within our community to get to know Jesus, to give their hearts to him, to go on a life with him. How amazing would that be? Are you ready for this one? Sunday mornings would be a priority in our diaries for every one of us. We live in a culture where we opt in and we opt out. We come if there's nothing better to do. I'm going to talk a bit more about this next week. But obviously there are things we do, family things we have, holidays that we have. But for how many of us is this in our diary as a priority that we come together, not because you're coming to a meeting, but because you're coming to encounter Jesus together as the family of God? Everyone in a small group. Places where we grow, where we find life together, where we encourage one another. Everyone in a small group. Wildfires. There'll be some cringes at that. Wildfires, come to wildfires. And lastly, all of us stepping out in the supernatural, offering prayer, pressing in to see heaven come to earth. Which one of those gave you a chill? Whichever that one was, spend some time in prayer with God, asking him what in this year your goal needs to be. So I'm going to come to a conclusion now. What I want to encourage you is that there is such a sense of purpose on this church. God so wants to move with us. That's why I plead with you, don't opt in and opt out. God wants us to be part of a movement, and he said the word movement through Emma Stark. Will we surrender to him and partner with him? Will we choose to be courageous people of radical passion for Jesus who pioneer in the new things of God? God said this through Emma. Heaven and hell ask you this. Who are you going to be in this season? We need to lose the vision of who we thought we were so that we can become more radical. When we know who we are, it releases us to do what God wants us to do. So, as I finish, who will we choose to be? Our call is to be cutting edge pioneers. Our call is to be truly new wine and bring a fresh expression of how God wants to be known. We are to be a pioneering family who'll be the people in this region who break new ground. We are a people with a tendency for a radical passion for Jesus. Who will you choose to be this year?